to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
So let's go ahead and get started. Good morning and welcome, my beloved Columbia CSL, and welcome to our viewers near and far. Thank you for joining us this morning. My goodness, I can't believe that it's July already. Yeah, sorry about that. We are having some technical issues here, so we're just going to take a moment. Well, so it's the beginning of a new month, and I get to introduce the new talk title for the month, as given to us by Centers for Spiritual Living. And this month, our theme is Speaking Truth to Circumstance. And this week's subtitle is Monsters, Inc. Wow. I mean, wrap your head around that one. Isn't that an exciting combination of ideas? So let's take a moment to reflect on this. Speaking truth to circumstance. It sounds empowering, bold, a little cheeky, doesn't it? But what does it really mean? So imagine this. You wake up in the morning, ready to take on the world. But as soon as you step out your front door, life throws curveballs at you. Maybe you spill your coffee, your car won't start, or you receive an unexpected bill in the mail. And suddenly your perfect day takes a nosedive, and circumstances seem to be conspiring against you. It's like the universe has unleashed a bunch of mean monsters just to ruin your day. And those sneaky little tricksters turn our lives upside down in the blink of an eye. They can make us feel like we're riding a roller coaster of emotions from joy to despair and everything in between. But here's the secret sauce. Circumstances are never the truth. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Julia, I'm stuck in traffic and I'm late for an important meeting. That circumstance feels pretty darn real to me. Yeah, but let me let you in on a little cosmic joke. Circumstances are actually just conditions. And much like that mischievous monster playing pranks on us, they show up in scary costumes and we become convinced that they hold all the power. But in reality, they're just pulling off a great illusion, like a magician who can make an elephant appear and disappear. Poof! Speaking truth to circumstances, we must begin to dive into the profound connection between our consciousness, science of mind principles, and the creation of those metaphorical monsters in our minds. At the core of understanding how life gets outpictured lies the recognition that our thoughts and emotions possess an incredible creative force. They act as energetic vibrations that interact with the quantum field, shaping and influencing the experiences that we encounter. So when we allow ourselves to dwell on negative thoughts or fears, we inadvertently project them onto our perception of reality, manifesting them as monsters. Now, these monsters are not external entities or objective realities. They are, in fact, holographic projections of our own beliefs, our insecurities, our past traumas that we project onto the people and circumstances around us. And it's through this lens of perception that we can begin to understand that these illusions are not, in fact, meant to harm us, but rather to provide opportunities for our growth, our transformation, and self-discovery, because they actually symbolize the shadows within us that are seeking acknowledgement and, in fact, healing. So what does it mean to speak truth to something that seems so real and so solid like a problem, a challenge, or a conflict with a friend or a coworker. So one of those pesky monsters, basically. How do we separate the truth from the smoke and mirrors of circumstances? Well, I find it starts with a shift in perspective. So imagine that you're wearing a pair of cosmic glasses now that allow you to see beyond the surface level drama. You put them on, and suddenly you realize that circumstances are just actors on the stage of life, playing their part and evoking certain emotions and experiences within us. And when we realize that circumstances are not the ultimate truth about who we are or what we're capable of, we begin to see them kind of as the rearview mirrors, right? Circumstances show us where we've been, but they do not define or show us where we're going. And here's again where a little bit more humor can help. So imagine circumstances are like a cosmic game of truth and dare, but instead of choosing dare and getting caught up in the drama, we can choose truth and embrace the deeper reality beyond the surface. Another way to think of it is circumstances are like the weather. So one day it's sunny and delightful, and the next day it's pouring rain, and oh, you forgot your umbrella. You wouldn't stand in the rain and yell at the sky, would you? Well, maybe you would, but let's pretend for a moment that you wouldn't. Instead, you would seek shelter, knowing that the weather does not define your inner joy or dampen your spirit. Circumstances may throw us a curveball, but remember this, we get to choose how we respond. We can either let it rain on our parade, or use them as opportunities for growth and transformation. We can basically see circumstances as invitations to align with the truth within us, and to remember that we are not victims of circumstance, but creators of our reality. Science of mind teaches us that everything in this physical realm is a condition, and that every condition is temporary, has no power of its own, and is an effect of thought. Let me repeat that for a minute. In the physical realm, a condition is temporary, has no power of its own, and is, in fact, an effect of thought. Circumstances are conditions. People's behaviors are conditions. But that's not the whole truth of who they are or who we are. You see, the truth, in fact, is that we are all individualized expressions of one mind, one life, one love, that is God. We are, in fact, spiritual beings having a human experience. And as such, we are imbued with a spark of the divine, an essence that is pure and radiant. And this essence of love, it's not an emotion or a fleeting feeling, but rather a fundamental aspect of our spiritual nature. It is the energy that permeates every cell of our being, the force that unifies and connects all of creation. And in recognizing this truth of who we are, we acknowledge that love is unlimited and never constrained by time, space, or circumstances. It is eternal and changeless. Love is literally what we're made of, and what we continue to be, even long after we've left this physical form. The truth of who we are as beings of love is profound and sacred, and helps us transcend the limitations of our human experience. At the core of our being, we are divine expressions of love, interconnected with the fabric of existence itself. And when we embrace this idea that we are beings of love, we can transform our perspective on life if we allow ourselves to. We can begin to see beyond the illusions of separation and fear that often dominate our human experience. We can begin to understand and really embrace that our purpose here is not merely to survive, but rather to express and embody love in every aspect of our existence. And when we align with this truth, we become catalysts for positive change in the world. Love flows through us and radiates outwards, touching the lives of others and creating this amazing ripple effect of compassion and kindness and healing. And living from this truth of who we are as spiritual beings, it also invites us to cultivate qualities such as forgiveness and acceptance and gratitude and empathy. It encourages us to be loving to ourselves and to others. So speaking truth to circumstances or conditions, as we've just called it, it means affirming the spiritual reality behind the appearance of all things. It means seeing beyond the form to the essence, beyond the effect to the cause, beyond the problem to the solution. It means recognizing that there is a divine order and harmony in everything, and nothing can separate us from our source. Ultimately, the truth of who we are as beings of love is a profound realization that calls us to live authentically and to express love in all that we do and to honor the divine essence within ourselves and within others. And it's a transformative understanding that I think holds the power to heal and to unite and to elevate all of humanity to higher levels of consciousness and collective harmony. And this truth can profoundly transform the way we perceive and interact, coming back around to our wonderful monsters, those wonderful beings that we create in our heads about people and conditions. Because now you can see that these monsters are born out of the illusion of separation and our perceived need to protect ourselves. And they hinder our ability to see that inherent goodness that we just talked about, that divinity in others, and to perpetuate a cycle of negativity and discord. However, by aligning with the truth of who we are, we can dissolve those monsters and transcend their influence. Understanding that love is our essence reminds us that every individual, every monster, regardless of their behavior or condition, is fundamentally deserving of compassion and understanding and love. So, yeah, I do get that living from this truth requires constant and conscious attention and vigilance. It is a continuous journey of self-discovery and growth. And I know we will encounter challenges, obstacles, and, you know, moments of forgetfulness. But even in these moments, the truth of who we are remains unchanged. And by taking responsibility for our thoughts and emotions, we can begin to dismantle these monsters and replace them with love and understanding. I'm also finding that practicing empathy and compassion is essential to overcoming these monsters. I think that when we cultivate a genuine desire to understand others, we open ourselves to a deeper level of compassion and empathy, and we're able to see beyond those surface level judgments and actually delve into the complexities of another person's journey. And this understanding allows us to break free of the grip our mental monsters and approach others with kindness and acceptance. And I'm also finding that living from this truth helps us to cultivate a sense of inner harmony and peace. When we begin to recognize that external conditions do not define us or determine our worth, we become less susceptible to the monsters of comparison, self-doubt, and insecurity. And we can begin to embrace our inherent goodness and extend that same recognition to others. So how do we speak truth to these circumstances, these conditional monsters? Well, you know, it starts with an awareness. So imagine that you're sitting in a theater watching a scary movie. And as the monsters jump out from the screen, you can choose to react with fear or see them for what they truly are. Actors just playing a role. So similarly, when those monsters of circumstance appear in your mind, take a step back. Observe them from a place of loving detachment. Recognize that they are just holograms, projections of your thoughts and emotions. You know, it's like having a conversation with a puppet. And remember, you're the one pulling the strings. Circumstances are like mirrors that reflect back to us what we believe and feel. And if we see monsters, it's time to check, right? Check in with our thoughts and beliefs. Are they serving us? Are they aligned with this truth of our divine nature? And if not, it's time to start changing those limiting beliefs one by one. The other thing we should try to do is we should try to strive to love our monsters. And the way to do that, again, is to look at them. Remember when you hid under your blanket when you thought there was a monster in your bedroom? Well, now I want you to come out from under your blanket, just like you did when your mom entered the room and gave you a loving kiss on your cheek and your forehead. I want you to do the same. Crawl out from underneath your hiding spot and be kind to yourself. It's scary to face the monsters you've created, but be proud of your strength to face them. And then if you can look at the memory that has become the monster in your mind straight in the eyes and forgive it, that becomes love. That's how we love our monsters. We both deserve love. Love isn't a force that pushes things away. Love is a force that pulls things closer so you can see their true beauty. Now this, I will tell you, has been a profound change for me. I've recognized monsters throughout my life and I've stopped granting them power, but never have I tried to love them, which always made them return to me. I always found myself back in the same spot again and again. That's because shoving something away or pushing it away denies it as being a part of us. Remember, that which we resist persists, and that which we embrace, we can release. Now, this transformation takes time. Well, certainly time and practice. For me, it's been a journey of both. My thoughts haven't been trained enough to heal the traumas that have become my monsters fully yet. But it's also been my experience that transforming my monsters and beginning this process of loving them has in fact uncovered and released a tremendous power within me. Those monsters, they're strong and they hold a lot of energy. And releasing that energy is now allowing me to begin creating this amazing life beyond my wildest dreams, and start to live a beautiful creation with all this new energy and excitement. I'm practicing and observing my thoughts and emotions without judgment. It's a little tough. And I'm beginning to recognize that they are in fact transient and do not define me. I'm beginning to cultivate a loving and lighthearted approach, and I'm reclaiming that power. I'm reclaiming the power that I've attributed to these holographic monsters by remembering the truth that there is only one power. There is no separate power for my monsters to hold over me. And by practicing mindfulness and meditation, I'm finding that this is supporting my journey, because by grounding myself in the present moment, I'm more easily able to connect with the essence, that essence of who I truly am, an eternal being of light and love. And through this connection, I'm able to tap into my innate creative abilities, allowing me to begin to consciously reshape my reality with intentions rooted in love. So as I begin to wrap this up, I just kind of want to bring us back to this idea that when we align our thoughts and emotions and actions with those higher vibrations of love, the monsters lose their power. They begin to dissolve into the nothingness from which they emerged, revealing the truth that lies beneath our divine nature of love and the interconnectedness of all things. And remember this, that in the realm of spirit, there is only one true power, and that power is the truth. And when we align ourselves with truth, circumstances or conditions lose their grip on us. It's like shining a light into the darkness, and the darkness cannot withstand the presence of our light. Circumstances cannot withstand the presence and face of truth. So when we speak truth to circumstances, we're essentially reclaiming our power and reminding ourselves that we are the creators of our reality. We understand that thought, our use of consciousness, is a creative force within the universe. We have the power to reframe our thoughts and beliefs, shifting our perceptions from fear to love, from limitation to boundlessness. And by speaking truth to circumstances, we engage in the conscious process of dismantling and loving our illusionary monsters. We become intentional co-creators of our new reality rather than helpless victims of circumstance. Through self-awareness, self-compassion, mindfulness, and aligning with our spiritual nature, we unleash our creative potential, transforming those monsters into opportunities for growth and for healing and for beginning to embrace the realization of our true essence. So I want to leave you with two quotes. Never let any external circumstance alter your perception or disturb the calmness with which you pursue it. And that is from Pablo Casals, Puerto Rican cellist, composer, and conductor. And from Eckhart Tolle from The Power of Now, there is something within you that remains unaffected by the transient circumstances that make up your life situation. And only through surrender do you have access to it. It is your life, your very being, which exists eternally in the timeless realm of the present. Thank you so much for listening this morning. I love you. God bless you. May you find joy in embracing and loving your monsters. And may you also find peace and joy on your journey. Namaste, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.